What's going on? Welcome to another episode of the Formula Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood host, Trevor Carlson. On the Formula Podcast, if you're a new listener, I interview people from around the world on whatever their habits, routines, experiences, whatever it is that has led them to discovering a life of meaning and purpose. Now, it might be people who are high-performing Olympic athletes, or maybe somebody who's just had an interesting life experience that I find worth sharing. I've been traveling the world for just a little over 4 years now, and I've really just spent a lot of that time trying to find these people, tell their stories, and really learn a lot of things myself and share those lessons with you. I definitely don't know all the answers, and I'm still figuring things out. Many times I wake up and I'm still trying to sort out what it means to live a life of purpose and meaning and be fulfilled. And I just want to kind of take you along that journey with me. And also, I'm also learning how to do video storytelling and stuff like that. So I'm inviting on people who have a lot of experience in those areas too. So when I'm trying to tell those stories, whether it's through our YouTube channel on Lost in Lore or working on a documentary, I want to learn from these people how they are able to tell stories and how, by telling stories, they're able to share their message with their audience or the world. So, long story short, that's what the Formula Podcast is. I just wanted to really make that clear, especially if you're a new listener. So, if you're watching on video, welcome to my apartment in Dharamkot, India at this point in time. This episode is going to be covering my experience attending a talk that the Dalai Lama did, and also just what the experience was like being in his presence in his hometown. Well, not hometown, but the town that he currently is living in. And just what my takeaways and lessons are, and what we can learn just from that experience. So the Dalai Lama was actually had to flee his home country of Tibet and has been running a government in exile in India for the past, I don't know, since like the 1950s. So it's been quite some time. And he has just really stood by his principles of he wants people to not commit violence in the name of spirituality or religion. He wants like freedom for the Tibetan people. He wants many different things. He has stood by them consistently his entire life, at least since he became the Dalai Lama. Just really, like really a very principled guy who has done an amazing, amazing job. Like he's just somebody that you can really look up to when it comes to standing up for your principles and the principles that you believe in. That brings me to number two, which is have principles that are worth standing and fighting for. I think myself and maybe many of you find that there are many days or times that go by and we find ourselves, you know, we don't really feel like we've done much to contribute or participated in our communities or made a difference. And I feel like a lot of us, like me included, want to do that. So it's like, what principles are you willing to stand by? Like I hear a lot of people say, like, or, you know, you turn on TV, Twitter, whatever, people want to make the world a better place in some way. But what are they actually doing? Like, why are they just tweeting about it? Are they making social media posts? Or are they volunteering in their local communities? Are they volunteering at food banks? Are they volunteering with underprivileged people? Are they protesting for the rights of groups that they care about? You know, like, what is it? Like, I think that there are many things that we can spend our time on or fighting for. But what's something that, like, at your core, you know and feel is right and you would fight for no matter what. Number three, no matter how famous or popular a person gets, they can always choose kindness. When I was at the temple and the Dalai Lama, excuse me, was coming through, and he was interacting with the Tibetan people, everyone that had come to see him. He was stopping and he was interacting with like every kid along the way. He just had this big smile on his face, and he just carried himself in a way that he wasn't too big. He wasn't too big just to like make a kid smile. He wasn't too big to, you know, like be there for people. Like people were on their hands and knees, like, you know, like so excited, life-changing experience seeing him. And it almost seemed like he didn't feel like he wasn't acting like he deserved what they were doing. Like he didn't act like he deserved the reverence. He was just acting like a humble, normal, kind human being. And I think that in that moment really just showed me that just being like almost normal in that type of grand environment makes you even more extraordinary, or makes the Dalai Lama even more extraordinary. So how can we apply that to our own lives? Like a lot of us can feel a sense of importance because we got a title, a job promotion, money, whatever it is, you know, a medal, 50 under 50 for Forbes or whatever, I don't know. And, you know, we kind of forget that it's easy to feel like big or too important for like just simply like interacting with a kid, you know, or like if somebody's excited to see you, just taking the time and returning and showing them like that you're also excited to be there too. I'm not sure if I'm communicating this in a way that makes a lot of sense, but it's like, just, I think we can all just keep in mind, like, never be too big for the moment or your life or the interaction. Like, you can always choose kindness and compassion. And number four, and probably the last one that I learned from this whole experience, is the Dalai Lama gave up his political power. He's been the spiritual and political leader of Tibet since the early, I don't know, since his early teens, mid-teens. And not that long ago, he chose to give up political power over Tibet and helped install exiled government, helped install a democratic government where the people elected their leaders. So he could have stayed in power. He could have done so many things, like stayed in power. He's 87 now, and he could have just stayed in political power until he died. Instead, he gave it up. He did something that was more for the people of Tibet than it was for himself. So the lesson here is that sometimes, like, the best thing you can do might not be the best thing for yourself. Like, the best thing for everybody might not be the best thing for you. And maybe by doing, like, a lot of people will think about their legacy and what they want to leave behind. And maybe that's a key to it, is doing something that you know that you're not going to get the most benefit out, or you're not even going to live to see the benefit of it. It's like the saying of, like, we're sitting under trees that were planted by people who would never see them grow, or something like that. I probably butchered it. But you know what I'm trying to say, that we have this, we live in this society where it's always like, what am I going to get out of this? And what's the best thing for me? Well, I got to take care of myself first. And I understand where that comes from, because I do think that boundaries are important. Making sure that you're taken care of, you're bills are paid, you're healthy, all those things. I totally get that. When other opportunities arise, though, where you can do something, I mean, I doubt many of us are going to be leaders of any governments or anything like that. What's the best thing for the larger group of people or the small group of people you're participating in? You know, is it as like a CEO of a company or somebody who runs a startup? Is it, you know, increasing your own salary or giving everybody on your team a nice bump so that you keep around good players, making sure they're happy and taken care of? Is it, you know, taking the time to make sure that you show like your neighbor's appreciation, just do stuff, you know, mow their lawn, do whatever. Like, these are little things that would probably make a big difference, and don't ask for a dime. And it's just like, I think that we get so caught up in what we can get in return that we forget that sometimes, you know, maybe all these other sometimes we forget that maybe just because it doesn't benefit us, it still is the right thing to do, you know? And it can be, it's a little convoluted how I'm trying to explain it, but I do believe that if we just think about, like, have compassion, empathy, and pay attention to the world going on, what's going on outside of us, and just participate in a way where we're thinking of what's good for other people instead of just ourselves. Just imagine how much better of communities and the world that we live in would be. Something to stir, like to noodle about or to think about in your head, well, after this episode's over. But seeing the Dalai Lama, I didn't get to meet him or talk to him, but I saw his talk and him leading a prayer. It was just a wild experience. I mean, just the way the guy carries himself, the lightheartedness, the kindness, the playfulness is just something that we could all really learn from. Anyways, that's all for this week's show. I really hope you enjoyed this lesson from my experience. Hello from India. I hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you are listening to this episode. That's all I got. And yeah, if you have any thoughts or feedback on what I've shared today, you can always shoot me an email, trevor@theformulapodcast.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Otherwise, I look forward to seeing you on the next show. Ciao, ciao.